Let's read one scripture in the Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们不念那整个的一节。
We shall not read the whole verse.
我们只念在括弧里面的那几句的话。
But only those words in the parentheses.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书第一章第十节。
Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 10.
在括弧里头的话语。
The words in the parentheses.
我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。
For our testimony to you has been believed.
在我们中文圣经的里面。
In the Chinese translation.
是说我们对你们做的见证。
It says,Our witness to you.
在英文里头就比较更重一点，就说我们的见证。
In the English translation, it is heavier. It says our testimony.
我们的见证，你们也信了。
Our testimony, you have believed.
感谢主带领我们一直到这最后一次的信息。
We thank the Lord that He has led us until.This last message here.
我们一同在这里看关乎见证和见证人的事情。
We have been looking together this matter of testimony and the witness.
我们知道这件事在神的心中是一个很关切心的事情。
We know that this matter is dear to the heart of God.
在神的话语里面也是非常忠心的。
In His Word, this is of central importance.
所以在我们的身上也应当占一个非常中心的地位。
And because of that, in our heart, it has to have a central position.
很多的时候，我们注意许许多多零零碎碎的事情。
Many times we pay attention to the fragmentary things.
我们也为许许多多零零碎碎的事在那里做见证。
And many times we testify to these fragments of things.
但是我们对于神那个中心的意念，我们却忽略了。
But to the central mind of God, we have neglected.
我们在神的见证上，我们忽略了。
In the testimony of God, we have missed.
所以在这最末后的时候
That's why in the last age,
我相信神要在他儿女的心中要恢复他自己见证的地位
I believe that God wants to restore the position of his testimony in the hearts of his children.
因为自从造天地以来
Because when the heaven and the earth were created,
神一直在那里要把他自己见证给我们人
God has been testifying himself to us.
他要我们人知道究竟他是谁。
He wants us to know who he is.
叫我们真正能认识他。
That we can truly know him.
因着认识他与他联合。
And because we know him, we are one with him.
因着与他联合我们就能把他见证出来。
Because we are in union with him, we can testify him out.
我们的见证并不是客观的。
Our testimony is not objective.
我们的见证也不是被动的。
Our testimony is not passive.
我们的见证是主观的。
Our testimony is subjective.
我们的见证乃是经历神而见证神。
Our testimony is to testify God through the experience in God.
这个见证不但是我们每一个个人要起来做的。
And this testimony is not that we individually have to make.
因为这个见证太大。
Because this testimony is too great.
我们个人没有办法在那里做一个完全的见证。
Individually, we cannot be individually a complete testimony.
所以我们需要一个身体来为这个荣耀的头来做见证。
So we need a body to testify to this glorious head.
今天早晨我们愿意在这里说一点微聊的话语。
And this morning, we would like to share with you some words that we have not finished yet.
我们再要来看见证人的构成和我们的见证。
And we want to look at it again, the making of a witness And what is our testimony?
我们知道神他在地上寻找他的见证人。
We know that God looks for his witnesses on this earth.
神在那里呼召人起来为他做见证。
God calls men to be his witnesses.
当然他不会呼召那一般不信他的人来为他做见证。
Of course, he will not call those who do not believe him to testify to him.
但是对于所有蒙救赎的人。
But to all who have been saved.
神在那里呼召我们来做他的见证人。
God is calling us to be his witnesses.
我们要记得这个见证人的呼召乃是普遍性的。
We know that the call for a witness is universal.
并不是说有的蒙恩得救的人神呼召他来为神做见证。
It is not to say that some people who have been saved, God would call them to be his witnesses.
有的基督徒神根本就没有呼召他来做见证人。
And some other Christians, God have not called them to be his witnesses.
我想我们应当看见说凡是蒙恩得救的人。
I think we should see that all that have been saved by grace,
神都呼召他们来起来做见证人。
God calls them to rise up to be his witnesses.
神为什么拯救我们?
Why God saves us?
我们再说得远一点,神为什么创造我们呢?
To speak farther, why God created us?
神又创造我们,又拯救我们。
God created us and saves us.
它里头一个目的就是要我们来为他做见证。
One purpose is so that we could be his witnesses.
所以这个呼召是一个普遍性的呼召。
So this call is a universal call.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都是神所呼召的。
Every brother and sister is called by him.
他都呼召我们来做他的见证人。
He calls every one of us to be his witness.
但是圣经里头有一句的话。
But there is one word in the Bible.
他说被召的人多，但是选上的人少。
Because many are called, but few are chosen.
我们都是被神呼召的人。
We were all called by God.
但是我们能不能被选上做见证人？
But can we be chosen to be his witness?
这一个是一个另外的问题。
And this is a separate matter.
不是说我们没有被呼召。
It is not to say that we are not called.
这个呼召是临到我们所有神的儿女的。
The call arrives to every child of God.
但是有的人他能答应这个呼召。
But some answer the call.
有的人他不答应这个呼召。
And some do not answer the call.
有的人他蒙了恩典就接受这个恩典来答应呼召。
And some receive the grace and answer the grace according to, answer the call according to the grace.
有的人蒙了恩典但是他把神的恩典浪费了。
Some received the grace but wasted it.
所以他没有答应这个呼召。
And he does not answer the call.
我愿意弟兄姊妹再看见。
I want brothers and sisters to see again.
在旧约的时候，神的见证临到人的手里是律法。
We see that in Old Testament time, when the testimony of God arrives at man, it becomes law.
律法因着人的软弱有所不能行的。
And law cannot be accomplished because the weakness of man.
所以律法一无所成。
So the law cannot accomplish anything.
我们看见以色列人他们不能遵守神的诫命。
We see the Israelites cannot observe the laws of God.
我们看见他们失去了神的见证。
We see that they have lost the testimony of God.
他们羞辱了神的名字。
They have put the name of God to shame.
因为圣经告诉我们说。
Because the Bible tells us.
律法的本意是叫我们知道我们的罪。
The original meaning of the law is so that we know our sin.
为什么神把律法给人呢?
Why God gives law to man?
神知道人没有办法守这些的律法。
God knows that man cannot observe these laws.
神知道人也不能为他做见证。
God knows that man cannot be his witness.
但是因为我们人不认识自己。
But because we do not know ourselves.
我们以为说我们能。
We think we know, we can.
以色列人说凡是神所吩咐的我们 们都要遵守。
The Israelites said, whatever God commands us, we have to observe.
结果就证明说他们不能。
Then it proves that they cannot.
律法把我们圈在罪恶的里面。
The law, encloses us in sin.
是要引我们到基督那里去。
In order to lead us to Christ.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
到了新约的时候。
Coming to New Testament time.
当我们的主耶稣来到这个地上。
When our Lord Jesus came to this world.
我们就看见说神的见证就是耶稣基督。
Then we see the testimony of God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
律法是从摩西来的。
Law comes from Moses.
但是恩典和真理是从主耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth comes from Lord Jesus.
现在神的见证临到我们的时候。
Now when the testimony of God comes to us.
不再是律法了。
It is no longer law.
临到我们的时候乃是恩典。
When it comes to us, it is grace.
因为主耶稣就是恩典。
Because Lord Jesus is grace.
他为我们成功了一切。
He has accomplished all for us.
他的生命赐给了我们。
He has given us his life.
他的生命住在我们里面。
His spirit lives in us.
他要在我们身上做成一切他要做的事。
He wants to accomplish in us all he wants to accomplish.
所以我们看见说这是恩典。
So we see this is grace.
虽然在今天。
Although today,
神的见证比过去神的见证更完全。
The testimony of God is more complete than the testimony before.
所以做这个见证比从前好像也更难。
So it seems to be more difficult to witness to that testimony.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
是圣灵为神为主做见证。
It is the Holy Spirit that testifies to the Lord.
我们也为主做见证。
And we testify to him also.
是圣灵在我们里面。
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
用神的恩典来带领我们进到见证的里面。
With the grace of God, he leads us into his testimony.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹听到这些的话的时候。
So I hope that brothers and sisters, when we hear these words,
我们听到耶稣基督见证的时候，
when we hear the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看见那个见证是那么的高，是那么的大，
when we see the high and greatness of the testimony,
恐怕我们觉得这是一个很重的担子，
and maybe we feel that this is a great burden,
有谁能承担呢？
Who can bear this burden?
但是感谢主，保罗说，
but we thank the Lord, Paul says,
我今天成了何等的人，
and what kind of a man that I have become?
是神的恩典把我造成的。
It's the grace that makes me so.
他成了何等的人乃是因为神的恩典。
He can be this kind of a man because of the grace of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要看见神呼召我们做见证人。
We have to see that God calls us to be his witness.
他已经为我们预备了够用的恩典。
He has already prepared for us the adequate grace.
只要我们接受这个恩典，
as long as we receive this grace,
只要我们与这个恩典合作，
that we cooperate with this grace,
我们就能答应神的呼召。
We can respond to his call.
不是我们自己在哪里做，
not that we do it ourselves,
乃是他的恩典在我们里面带着我们去做。
But it is his grace that leads us to work.
这样我们才能为神做见证。
And then we can be a witness to God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样，
although so,
圣经上说蒙召的人多，选上的人少。
The Bible says many are called but few are chosen.
因为被选上，
because being chosen,
虽然是恩典，
although it is grace,
但是里头有相当的条件，
but there is considerable conditions there.
因为这一个见证是那么大，
because the testimony is so great.
所以你就看见说要做这个见证不是简单的事情。
So you see, it is not easy to testify to it.
不是凭着我们自己就能做的。
It is not that we can do it by ourselves.
所以里头有相当的条件在那里。
So there is considerable requirements there.
因为这个见证大，
because the testimony is great.
所以这个条件也是大，
the requirement is also great.
但是感谢赞美神，
but we thank and praise God.
他的恩典也是大，
his grace is also great.
所以应当在我们的里面不就 这是一个律法。
So we should not feel that this is a law in us.
我们应当有一个恩典的感觉在我们的里面。
We should have a feeling of grace in us.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
像我们这样的人。
People like us.
软弱如水一样的人
weak like water
里面毫无良善的人
and there's nothing good in me
但是他竟然把他的见证托在我们的身上
but he is willing to entrust his testimony to us
因为他知道他的恩典是够我们使用的
because he knows that his grace is sufficient
我们今天受了神的托付
Today we have received his trust.
我们要为耶稣基督来做见证
We want to be witnesses for Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一件了不得的事情
And this is a tremendous thing.
许多的时候我们看见说
Many times we see.
我们在这里做反见证
We are only making anti-testimony.
我们应当是为耶稣做见证
We should give a testimony to Jesus.
但是结果我们所见证出来的都是相反的
But our testimony sometimes is all anti-opposite
虽然我们已经蒙恩得救了
Although we have been saved by grace
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
因为我们不认识十字架
Because we do not know the cross
我们还是活在我们肉体的里面
We still live in our own flesh
所以结果呢
The result
在我们生活的上面
In our living
我们给人看见的
What we see, show to others
与耶稣基督相差太远了
It's so far apart from Jesus Christ
人在那里观察我们的时候
When men observe us
他们说你们所信的神就是这样的神吗
They say, is this your God?
你们所信的耶稣是这样的一位耶稣吗
Is this the Jesus that you believe in?
今天我们看见许多神的儿女在那里做反见证。
We see today that many children of God they are giving anti-testimony.
很多的时候我们在那里做假见证。
And many times we give false testimony.
假见证不一定是没有事实。
And that it is not necessary that a false testimony is not based on fact.
我们说一个见证第一需要有事实。
We say that the testimony, the first condition is it has to have a fact.
但是光有事实还不能做见证。
But only there is a fact, it is not adequate to be a testimony.
虽然这个事实是事实。
Although the fact is a true fact.
但是你没有亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲身经历。
But if you have not seen or heard or experienced by yourself,
你就没有办法做见证。
You are not able to give a testimony.
如果你起来做见证，你的见证是假的。
If you give a testimony, that testimony is false.
许多的时候，弟兄姊妹。
Many times, brothers and sisters.
我们在哪里说到我们的主怎样怎样
？We speak about this or that of our Lord.
但是在我们的生命的里面，我们没有经历我们的主。
But in our own life, we have not experienced our Lord.
我们没有摸着这个属灵的实际。
We have not touched the spiritual reality.
虽然有那个客观的事实。
Although there is an objective fact,
因为这是神在基督里所成功的。
Because that has been accomplished by God in Christ.
这个是永远不变的。
And this is never changed, never changed.
但是你要起来做见证的时候。
But when you rise up to give a testimony,
那必须你要摸着属灵的实际。
You have to touch the reality of spirit.
如果你没有摸着那个属灵的实际。
If you have not touched the spiritual reality,
虽然你的话都是正确的。
Although your word is accurate,
虽然你讲的事都是事实。
Although what you said is a fact,
但是你自己没有摸着那个里面的实际。
But you have not touched the spiritual reality yourself.
所以这个见证在神的面前它是一个假见证。
So this testimony in the eyes of God is still a false testimony.
弟兄姊妹多少的时候我们在哪里做假见证。
Your brothers and sisters, so many times that we give a false testimony.
也有许多的时候我们的见证是掺杂的。
And many times our testimony is mixed.
虽然我们因着蒙主的恩典
although because we have received his grace
我们能见证一点主的自己
we are able to testify a little bit about the Lord himself
但是在我们的里面
but in us
有许许多多是出于我们自己的
there is much that comes out from ourselves
有许许多多是出于这个世界的
there is much that comes out from this world
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
当我们在这样做见证的时候
when we give testimony in this way
我们看 我们看见这个见证是一个掺杂的，不单纯的。
We see that this testimony is not pure, it is mixed.
因着这个缘故,
For this reason,
叫神的见证打了极大的折扣。
The testimony of God is discounted many times.
这个也是我们常常所做的事情。
And this is something that we do often.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
许多的时候我们在那里做见证，但是没有能力。
Many times we give a testimony but without power.
话是对的,
The word is right.
但是没有能力。
But there's no power.
为什么原因呢?
Why?
因为我们是靠着自己来做见证。
Because we try to give a testimony by ourselves.
我们用我们的口才。
We use our eloquence.
我们用我们的头脑。
We use our brain.
我们在那里做见证。
We try to give a testimony.
但是我们不依靠圣灵的大能大力。
But we do not depend on the great power and might of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，我到你们中间。
So Paul said, when I come to you,
没有用高言大志。
I'm not using the great word or wisdom,
也没有用智慧委婉的话语,
and not using the beautiful words when the wisdom,
乃是靠着圣灵和大能的引领证,
but by the Holy Spirit and that powerful proof,
叫你们所信的不在乎人，是在乎神。
So that what you believe is not according to man, but according to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters, today God calls us to be His witnesses.
他要我们起来做一个单纯的见证。
He wants us to come up and give a pure testimony.
他要我们起来为他做一个完全的见证。
He wants us to give a complete testimony for him.
他不要我们在那里做见证的时候有许许多多其他的东西掺杂在里头。
He doesn't want other things that to mix in the testimony that we give.
一直就打岔了他的见证。
And these will interrupt in his testimony.
所以我们看见做见证人并不简单。
So we see it is not easy to be a witness.
这做见证的人在我们的身上应当有相当的这个对付。
There has to be considerable dealing in a witness.
我们已经提起过了。
We have mentioned
在希伯来第十一章的里面,
in Hebrews chapter 11,
我们看见那一些的人都是见证人。
We have seen that all these mentioned there are witnesses.
他们如同云彩一样的围绕我们。
Like a cloud, they are surrounding us.
他们在那里鼓励我们要往前面跑。
They encourage us to run forward.
走这个见证的道路。
To walk the way of testimony.
我们过去是从这个历史的上面来看他们。
In the past, we looked at them from the point of view of history.
我们现在要从他们的身上来学习一点的功课。
Now we want to learn some lessons from them.
我们要看看说，有什么条件我们才能做真正的见证人。
We want to see what requirements are there so that we can be true witnesses.
当然，第一个人就是亚伯。
Of course, the first one is Abel.
在亚伯的身上，我们看见第一个条件。
In Abel, we see the first condition.
这个条件是什么呢?
What is that condition?
一个人要为神做见证。
When one wants to testify to God,
他必须是要被神悦纳。
He has to be accepted by God.
我们知道我们人都是罪人。
We know we are all sinners.
在我们里面毫无良善。
In us, there's nothing good.
我们来到神的面前。
When we come to God,
我们没有一个人能凭着我们自己来到神的面前。
No one can come to God by ourselves.
如果我们要凭
If we come to God by ourselves,
我们立刻要被圣洁的火焰来焚烧。
And we will be consumed by this holy fire.
所以我们看见亚伯他来到神的面前。
So when see when Abel came to God,
他是凭着那个更美的祭物。
He came with this more excellent offering.
那个更美的祭物当然就是预表我们的主耶稣。
This more excellent sacrifice symbolizes our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
他承认他自己有罪。
He admits that he is a sinner.
他承认他自己该死。
He admits that he should die.
他承认他凭着自己不能来到神的面前。
He admits by himself he cannot come to God.
所以他信靠神。
So he trusts God.
接受神的预备。
Receive the preparation of God.
他用一只羊羔来为他赎罪。
He used a lamb to atone for himself.
所以结果神就悦纳了他。
So God accepted him.
他虽然被杀，他仍旧说话。
Although he was killed, he still speak.
说话就是见证。
To speak is to give a testimony.
一个人要做见证。
When one gives a testimony.
第一件事，你在神面前必须被神悦纳。
The first thing you have to be accepted by God.
我们在爱子里面被神悦纳。
We have been received by God in His beloved Son.
所以我们说，一个不信主、没有被悦纳的人，神不会呼召他做见证人。
So we see that one, if he has not been being accepted by God and believing Him, he cannot be called to be a witness.
只有一个蒙恩得救的人。
Only one that has been saved by grace.
一个被神悦纳的人。
One accepted by God.
我们是在爱子里面被悦纳。
We are accepted by Him in His Son.
神就要呼召我们起来为他做见证。
Then God will call us to rise up to be His witness.
第二个人是以诺。
The second person is Enoch.
我们说以诺他是与神同行的一个人。
Enoch walked with God.
所以你在这里看见。
So here we see,
我们不但是要做一个被神悦纳的人。
So not only we have to be accepted by God,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要起来与神同行。
We have to stand up and walk with God.
和许多神的儿女，
many children of God,
虽然是在基督里已经被悦纳了，
although they have been accepted by God in Christ,
但是他们没有与神同行。
But they have not been walking with God.
神走这条路，他们走那一条的路。
God walks this way, they walk the other way.
他们许多的时候要勉强神来与他们同行。
Many times they would force God to walk with them.
但是他们不愿意与神同行。
But they are not willing to walk with God.
我们的主耶稣说，我在哪里，愿信我的人也在哪里。
Our Lord Jesus says, wherever I am, those who believe me shall be with me.
所以我们这般蒙恩得救的人，
so we who have been saved by grace,
如果要做神主的见证人，
if we want to be his witnesses,
在我们日常的生活中，
in our daily life,
我们要学习与神同行，
we have to learn to walk with God,
那就是说，我们要与亲近他。
And that is to say that we have to draw near to Him.
我们能听见他的声音。
That we can hear His voice.
我们才能明白他的旨意。
Then we can know His will.
我们才能与他一同地走。
And then we can walk with Him.
你如果不与他同行的话，
If you do not walk with Him,
你怎么能听见他的声音？
How can you hear His voice?
你怎么能明白他的旨意？
How can you know His purpose?
但是先知告诉我们说，
But the prophet told us,
如果你不同心，就不能同行。
If you do not have the same heart accord, you cannot work together.
所以我们要与神同行，必定要与他同心。
So if we want to walk with God, we have to have one heart with Him.
我们必须要一个爱慕他的心。
We have to have a heart that loves Him.
我们向着他有一个完全的心。
To Him, we have a perfect heart.
我们要把我们的心奉献给他。
And we want to offer our hearts to Him.
圣经里头说，我儿要将你的心归向我。
In the proverb, it says, my Son, give me your heart.
你的眼目就要喜悦我的道路。
Your eyes will love my way.
许多的时候，因为我们的心没有归向神。
And many times because our hearts are not to Him.
所以我们的眼目不喜悦神的道路。
So our eyes do not delight in His way.
罗马书十二章说，
Romans chapter 12
says, 我以神的慈悲劝你们，
I beseech you in the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭，
to offer up your bodies a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is holy, it is acceptable to Him.
你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
Such service is intelligent service.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to the world.
只要心意更新而变化。
Let your mind be transformed.
叫你们查验何为神良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that you can examine what is, we can prove what is the pure and acceptable and good will of God.
一个要为神做见证的人，
one who wants to give testimony to God,
他是一个奉献的人，
he is an offered person.
他是把他的身体献上当作活祭的人，
he has offered his body as a living sacrifice.
活祭就是为神而活，
a living sacrifice is to live for God.
他的心就是归向神，
his heart is God.
这样的话，你就能查验神的旨意，
then you can prove the will of God. of God.
你会喜悦神的旨意,
and you will like His will.
你就能与神同行了,
then you can walk with Him.
所以这个也是一个很基本的一个条件,
and this is a very fundamental requirement.
我们的弟兄,你弟兄说过一句话,
Brother Watchman, he said,
他所奉献是基督徒第一个属灵的经历。
He said, consecration is the first spiritual experience of a Christian.
得救不过是把你带到神里面去。
Being saved only brings you into God.
但是你信了神之后,第一个属灵的经历就是奉献。
But after you believe in Him, the first spiritual experience is consecration.
如果你从来没有奉献过,
if you have not offered yourself,
如果你的奉献不彻底,
if your consecration is not thorough,
你在属灵的道路上连一步也没有走,
you have not stepped one step in your spiritual way.
因为这一个乃是最基本第一步,
because this is the most fundamental, the first step.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要做见证人, 必须要起来与神同行。
When we want to be a witness, we have to rise up and walk with God.
第三个人, 我们说乃是挪亚。
The third person is Noah.
在挪亚的身上, 我们要看见另外一个条件。
On Noah, we can see another requirement.
那个就是启示。
That is the revelation.
我们在神的面前需要有启示。
Before God, we need revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的启示已经完成了。
We see that the revelation of God is completed.
神的启示都在这一方面。
The revelation of God is all included in the Bible.
神已经启示给我们了。
God has revealed Himself to us.
神在故事的时候,
in the past,
多次多方,
many times,
借着众先知,
through the prophets,
把他自己启示给我们的立主,
He has revealed Himself to our fathers.
现在在幕后的时候,
in the end time,
他在他儿子的里面,
in His own Son,
对我们说话,
He speaks to us.
所以神的启示已经完成了。
So the revelation of God is already completed.
都在这一个圣经的里面。
It is all in this book.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样,
although this is so,
我们看见说,
we see,
神所启示的,
what God has revealed to us,
他要对我们每一个人再启示。
He wants to reveal to each one of them again.
我们不能有新的启示。
We cannot have a new revelation.
好像是圣经所没有的，你得到新的启示。
As something which is outside of the Bible.
如果这样的话，就是异端。
That is heresy.
但是呢, 圣经里头的启示,
but the revelation inside the Bible,
是在第一世纪已经完成了。
It's already accomplished in the first century.
但是在我们在二十世纪的时候,
but even in the 20th century,
这一位吹气成话的神,
this God that has breathed himself out and give words,
现在他要再
and He's going to speak again in us. He wants to speak to each one of us what He has said in the past.
这个就是说,
this is to say,
我们每一个弟兄姊妹,
every brothers and sisters,
我们需要领受启示,
we need to receive the revelation.
保罗说, 我求父神给你们智慧和启示的灵。
Paul says, I ask my Father, the God, to give you the wisdom of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们真知道神,
so that you truly know God.
我们要真正认识神,
we have to truly know God.
真正认识耶稣基督,
to truly know Jesus Christ.
凭着过去的启示是不行的,
according to the old revelation is not enough.
我们需要过去的启示, 借着圣灵再启示在我们的灵里面。
We need the past revelation through Holy Spirit to be revealed in us again.
叫我们在灵里面看见了主。
So that in our spirit we see our Lord.
因为这样的启示是有变化的能力的。
Because this revelation can transform us.
许多的时候我们知道许许多多圣经的道理。
We see that many times many biblical truths.
但是虽然我们知道这些的道理。
Although we know these doctrines.
但是这些的道理在我们身上像字句一样。
But these doctrines are only letters on us.
是叫我们死的。
The letters kill.
我们越懂得这些道理。
The more we know these letters.
我们越被定罪。
We are convicted more.
因为我们觉得离开这些道理太远了。
Because we know that we are so far away from these doctrines.
我们要靠住自己来遵守这些道理又守不来。
We want to obey these doctrines according to ourselves, but we can't.
因为字句是叫人死的。
Because letters kill.
但是灵是叫人活的。
But spirit gives life.
当圣灵把这些的话点活的时候。
When the Holy Spirit quickens these words.
把这些的话向我们灵打开的时候。
When it reveals these words to us.
我们说感谢神，我现在看见了。
We say, we thank God, now I see.
这个在我们身上就发出能力。
Then there is a power that coming from us.
叫我们真正的认识基督
，so that we can truly know Christ，
叫我们里面起变化
，so that we are transformed inside，
我们就能起来为主做见证
，then we can stand up to give testimony to God。
我们说从前是风闻有他
，and then we said we heard of him before，
但是现在我亲眼看见了他
，but now I see him with my own eyes。
每一次当神把耶稣基督启示给我们的时候
，every time when God revealed his own Son to us，
他叫我们扑倒。在他的脚前
We prostrate before him.
启示是叫我们谦卑的。
Revelation makes us humble.
只有知识是叫人自高自大的。
Only knowledge pops up.
真正我们看见了主。
When we truly see the Lord.
他叫我们扑倒在他的面前。
We have to fall before him.
叫我们看见说除了他的恩典我们什么都没有。
So that we see that besides his grace, we have nothing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天在神儿女中最需要的就是启示
Today, what is most needed in the children of God is revelation.
这个我们道理懂得很多
We know much truth.
但是呢我们这个启示太少
But we have little revelation.
其实我们的神是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
But it pleases our God to reveal his son in us.
为什么我们得不着启示呢
？Why we cannot receive revelation?
因为我们的心有毛病。
Because there's a problem with our heart.
马太第五章说
，Matthew chapter five.
真心的人有福了。
One with a pure heart is blessed.
因为他们必要看见神。
Because they shall see God.
如果你的心就是要主。
If your heart long for God,
主一定把他自己向我们启示出来。
The Lord for sure will reveal himself to us.
我们不但需要有启示。
Not only we need revelation.
一个要做见证的人。
One who wants to give a testimony.
他领受了启示之后必须有信心。
When he received the revelation, he has to have faith.
这个就是亚伯拉罕。
And this is Abraham.
当荣耀之神向他显现的时候。
When the Lord of, when God of glory appeared to him.
他因着信。
By faith.
他就离开了他的本城、本乡和本族。
He left his own tribe and city and place.
到神要他去的地方去。
He went to the place where God wants to lead him.
当神把他启示向我们启示的时候
When God gives his revelation to us,
弟兄姊妹我们需要用信心来接受
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to receive by faith.
虽然在这个现实的方面好像都看不见
Although in, it seems that in practical, in practice, we don't see anything.
你知道我们人总是凭着感觉来活
We know that we men live by our feeling.
我们总是凭着眼见来活。
We live according to our eyesight.
但是圣经告诉我们说，基督徒的生活是信心的生活。
But the Bible tells us the life of a Christian is a life by faith.
不是感觉的生活。
And not by feeling.
那看不见的比看得见的更重要。
The unseen is more important than what can be seen.
所以当我们在神面前领受启示的时候
，So when we receive the revelation before God,
我们就用信心来接受。
We receive that by faith.
我们信他是死无变有，是死人复活的神。
We believe that He is the one that turns the non-existence to existence and will make life out of death.
他能叫把他所启示我的在我的里面变成我的生活
The revelation that he gives us will become my own life And he is able to bring us to resurrection. So that his revelation becomes my testimony. And this is what he did. But you need to believe.
因为只有你相信了，你才能顺服。
But only if you believe, then you can obey.
这个是亚伯拉罕的生活。
And this is the life of Abraham.
那么最后我们看了摩西。
And finally we see Moses.
在摩西的身上，我们看见又有一个条件。
On Moses we see another requirement.
那个就是说，你既然看见了。
The requirement says, now that you have seen,
你也相信了,
you have believed,
现在你为着你所看见的,
now for what you have seen,
为着你所领受的,
for what you have received,
你要出代价,
you have to pay the price,
你要有一个拣选,
you have to have a choice,
你要拣选为基督受的人落,
you have to choose, you choose to suffer for Christ.
你不拣选埃及的财富,
you do not, you have to choose not the treasure of Egypt.
这个就是代价,
and this is the price.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄一再地说,
our brother kept saying,
要做见证人需要做代价,
to be a witness, we have to pay the price.
我们必须要舍弃一切才能跟从主耶稣。
We have to forsake all in order to follow Jesus.
主耶稣说, 人若果不舍己,
Lord Jesus says, if one does not deny himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从我,
and carry his cross to follow me,
他不配做我的门徒,
he is not worthy to be my disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天要看见说, 一个真正要做见证的人,
we see today that one who truly wants to be a witness,
他必须要做代价,
he has to pay the price,
最大的代价,
the greatest price,
并不是身外之物,
it is not the things outside.
最大的代价是我们这个自己。
The greatest price is ourself.
我们什么都可以为主放下。
We can forsake all.
但是就是这个自己不肯舍弃。
But we are not willing to deny ourselves.
如果我们不舍弃我们的自己,
But if we do not forsake ourselves,
那一些舍弃的都算不得上。
All that has been forsaken count nothing.
实在说来,
truly speaking,
一个真正看见主的人,
the one who has truly seen the Lord,
他说, 我一无牺牲,
he says, I have sacrificed nothing.
一切都是他的恩典,
all of his grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这样的人才能做神的见证人。
Such men can be that witness for God.
不单在旧约的时候是这样,
not only this is so in the Old Testament time,
我们在新约的时候也看见同样的榜样,
in the New Testament time we see the same example.
你看见那些的门徒,
you see those disciples.
第一我们的主呼召他们,
the first our Lord call them,
劳苦担重担的人,
those who wants to toil, those who toil and bear the heavy burden,
可以到我这里来,
they can come to me,
我要给你们安息,
and I will give you rest.
所以你看见有一半的人, 他们就来到主那里,
so you see a group of people, they came to the Lord.
使徒约翰说, 看哪神的羔羊,
John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God.
约翰和安德烈就跟着主耶稣去,
John and Andrew, they followed Jesus.
彼得被带到主的面前,
Peter was brought before the Lord.
他就认识了主,
and he knows God.
我们看见第一, 我们必须要相信主,
we see that first we have to believe him.
然后呢,
then
我们看见主在底比利亚的海边行走,
then when our Lord was walking on Tiberias,
他在那里看见彼得, 和他的兄弟安德里,
he saw that Peter and his brother Andrew,
他说来跟从我,
he said, come follow me.
他看见西比泰两个儿子在那里捕王,
you see the two sons over there and knitting their nets.
主说来跟从我,
he said, come follow me.
他看见马大在海关上受税,
He saw Matthew walking in, sitting in the custom gate.
他说来跟从我。
He said, come follow me.
他们就撇下一切来跟从主耶稣。
They forsook all and followed him.
所以我们看见他们这般信主的人。
We see those who believed in him.
他们就与主同行。
They walked with the Lord.
他们三年多之久。
For 3 years.
与主在一起。
They were together with the Lord.
他们在那里学习。
They were learning.
学习我们的主。
They were learning our Lord.
虽然许多的时候学得不像。
Although many times they did not learn well.
但是我们的主对他非常的忍耐。
But our Lord is very patient with them.
他一直在那里带领他们。
He was leading them.
他也教训他们。
He taught them.
但是那个时候他们的启示不够。
But at that time they did not have enough revelation.
虽然主对他们讲许多的话。
Although the Lord instructed them many.
他们听但是听不见。
They listened, but they did not hear.
看但是没有看见。
They looked, but they did not see.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要想一想。
We have to think.
在那三年多之久啊。
For more than 3 years.
我们的主与这十二个门徒在一起。
Our Lord was with these 12 disciples.
对于我们的主来说这个十字架实在是重了。
To our Lord, this is a very heavy cross.
你看这十二个人
You see these 12 people
一天到晚在那里争你大我大